Just sitting in.
Did you ever hear another name for sitting in? Did you ever hear cluck or cluck?
Yeah, well, that's what we ain't calling the chickens. Clucking is the old sitting hen calling the chickens.
What about if you want to make a hen start laying? What can you put in the nest to fool her?
For egg, Chinese egg. They used to buy these Chinese eggs from Christmas and put in the nest to fool them.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Oh, that's the wishbone?
Any stories about that?
Well, there's some superstitiousness about that.
What?
Yeah, you make a wish and two people pull it.
Uh-huh.
And the one get the longest end, the wish come true.
Does that work?
Yeah. I don't know where it works now. We used to play like, you know, children, we used to play there and get the wishbone. They used to grab the piece of chicken with the wishbone so we could get to pull the bone.
You say cotton grows out in the, what, where you have cotton planted?
Oh, that's in the field. Cotton field.
What if it's smaller than a field? What would you call it?
A patch.
How big would a patch be?
Well, I guess a patch would be about a half an acre, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But a field be acres and acres and acres. They'd be big.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton? How would you break up the ground and everything?
Well, you'd have to plow the ground up. You have to plow it up with a turn plow. You know, one, a plow sits like this. You bust, my grandpa had a middle buster. You bust it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go back with the turning plow. He'd turn it and come down this way. When he turn it, that makes the rows.
Mm-hmm.
And when he worked the cotton, he had what you call a double shovel.
Mm-hmm.
It's little harrows, two little things here and two little things there. They had two of them on. And that's what he put up against that cotton, but not too close. Because you always had to go in the cotton with a hoe. You had to really work with a hoe with cotton.
What kind of work would you have to do with the hoe with cotton?
You'd have to scrape it out, scrape the grass out.
Uh-huh.
And then before he run the shovel, you had to get the grass out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to do that with a hoe, a small hoe.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton?
Oh, tie vine. That's the worst mess you could have.
Tie vine?
Mm-hmm, the old tie vine. They look like, they. Some people call them morning glories. But they sure can tie up cotton. My granddaddy had mama and her brothers all in there when they was picking cotton, pulling up tie vines. Pull them, take a knife, cut them off, throw them out and burn them. Before the seeds form on them.
Do they have flowers?
Like? I know they do. They have flowers just like morning glories. Mm-hmm. A bit of difference than morning glories. You don't plant the morning glories. It looks too much like tie vines. I believe they are. Just nothing but that. They can sure tie your stuff up.
Yeah.
And they'll kill it. They get too heavy on there, they'll kill it.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Well, they had they had barbed wire, and they had rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That rail fence is way fat. Papa's brother used to always have him a rail fence. Mm-hmm. He had pretty good luck with his rail fence, which he had put stakes in the corners to keep them from falling over. The wind would blow them over. But you stake the corners. Sometimes he'd take hay wire and tie to keep the wind from blowing them over.
Did you ever hear about if you wanted to get your rail fence a little bit higher, you take two down to the ground like this and cross it,
mm-hmm.
and then in that X you'd put another pole.